Chapter 21. Lexi felt a tightness in her chest as she watched Davies drive off. Would the feds really make a hasty arrest just because they wanted to close the case and clear out? And who would it be? One of her neighbors? Or worse, her own grandmother? Glancing uneasily at the storage area in the back of the garage, she wondered if Nance had been involved in Earl's death. If not, why did she have his shoe? Nance was going to have some explaining to do. But first, Lexi needed to get that RV part. She crouched down and opened the door to the small storage space again, her gaze falling on the red flip-flop. Guilt lapped at her stomach. She probably should have told Davies about it, but couldn't bring herself to incriminate her own grandmother. She quickly shoved the flip-flop back into the hiding place behind the 2x4, pulled the RV part out, and closed the door. Then she shoved the boxes back in front of it, just in case. It wouldn't do to have someone else go snooping around in there and find it. After addressing the box to her parents at the desert of Maine, she hopped into the car. The phone she'd tossed onto the passenger seat earlier caught her eye. It was time to call Nance. Lexi dialed and waited for Nance to answer. And waited. And waited. Dang it! Nance wasn't answering. Lexi had a good mind to hunt her down and find out about the shoe in person. But she didn't have time. She'd have to hurry if she wanted to get the RV part to the post office and make it to the town hall in time to fill out the final registration forms for the Brook Ridge Dessert Contest. She'd already neglected her business too much this week, and she couldn't miss out on the contest. Which reminded her, there were quite a few things at the bakery that needed her attention, not the least of which was finalizing the meringue recipe. She couldn't let investigating Earl's death cause her business to fall by the wayside. She raced to the post office, mailed the part, and then headed to the town hall two streets over. As she pulled in, a familiar red Mustang sat in the lot. Violet Switzer. Lexi got out of her car and marched into the town hall. She wasn't about to let a little old lady in a hot rod intimidate her. She pulled the heavy oak and brass doors open and peered inside, expecting to see the tiny, white-haired tornado lying in wait for her. But to her surprise, Violet was nowhere to be seen. Lexi stepped onto the white and tan marble floor of the foyer, marched up to the window and looked through the glass at the clerk, Penny Mayfair, who was seated on the other side. "I'd like to register for the dessert contest," Lexi said. Penny glanced up at her over the rims of her glasses. "Oh, hi, Lexi. Now, let me see." She shuffled some papers around on her desk, then frowned. "I think they're over there." She pushed herself up out of the chair and shuffled over to a tan-colored metal filing cabinet, where she proceeded to open the drawers and slowly thumb through the files. Lexi tapped her fingernail on the counter while she waited, her checkbook lying open in front of her. It seemed to be taking an awfully long time, and Lexi was lulled into a daze when... "Don't know why you're bothering." Lexi's heart leaped at the voice in her ear, and she spun around, then looked down to see Violet Switzer sneering up at her, the dessert contest forms clutched in her hand. "Hello, Violet," Lexi said coolly. "I disagree. In fact, I think I have the winning recipe."
"Don't think so. I've tasted your cookies."
Violet made an exaggerated pucker face that accentuated her cross-etched wrinkles.
"They're a bit tart, if you ask me."
Lexi frowned, remembering the box of cookies Violet had left on her doorstep. "How did you get my cookies, anyway?"
"Oh, I have my ways."
Violet shoved her aside, then pushed the papers over to Penny.
Here's my entry, dear. Now, don't forget, I want placement in the front center of the table.
Lexi's mouth fell open as she watched Violet slide a $20 bill across the counter. Penny grabbed the bill and tucked it into her pocket.
You can't do that, Lexi sputtered.
Everyone knew the front center spot on the table where they placed the dessert entries was the most prestigious spot. Lexi had been told the locations were chosen by picking the name out of a hat. She stared at Penny, who just shrugged. Lexi turned to Violet to give her a piece of her mind. But her brain seized up. Her mouth hung open, and no words came out. The woman had a way of jumbling Lexi's thoughts. Violet sneered up at her and clomped off, the rubber soles of her orthopedic shoes squeaking as she walked toward the exit. Lexi turned back to Penny.
Did she just buy the best spot?
What?
Penny's brows dipped and she stared hard at Lexi.
Certainly not. I have no idea what you are talking about. Here's your forms.
Lexi swiveled her head around to stare at the door as it shut behind Violet, then grabbed the forms from Penny.
She'd let Violet get to her again, but that was going to stop right now.
She shoved the forms into her purse and sprinted toward the door. Lexi burst out of the door in time to see the Mustang's taillights take a right turn out of the lot. She jumped into her VW Beetle and squealed after Violet in pursuit.
I'll show Violet Switzer that she's not the only one who can follow people around and try to intimidate them.
Lexi followed the Mustang as it wound its way through town, careful to keep a few cars behind her so Violet wouldn't know she was being tailed. She wasn't exactly sure what she was going to do, but she knew it was smart to keep the element of surprise on her side. Lexi could hardly keep the smile from her face as she pictured the startled look on Violet's face when she snuck up on her. Hopefully, it would throw her off kilter, just like Violet had been doing to Lexi. Violet pulled into the library parking lot, and Lexi circled the block, then pulled in time to see Violet disappear through the library's large front door. Lexi whipped into a parking spot and sprinted up the steps, pulling the door open slowly and slithering in behind one of the columns in the foyer. Peeking out from behind the column, she scanned the room for Violet. She wasn't in the main room. Lexi stepped further into the room, just in time to see the top of Violet's white-haired head disappearing down the stairs. Lexi wondered if that was where they kept the books on intimidating competitors. She crossed over to the stairs slowly to give Violet enough time to get down them before she descended. Lexi hadn't been down here in ages, and the first thing she noticed was how quiet it was. The carpet and rows of books muted any sound. The second thing she noticed was that it was set up like a maze, with bookshelves shooting off in all directions. How would she ever find Violet in here? She started down the main aisle, going slowly and trying not to make any noise, as she looked from left to right down the side aisles. They were all empty, which seemed impossible. Violet had to be down here somewhere. And then she heard the hushed tones of whispering voices. Lexi stopped, cocking her ear in the direction of the voices. They were coming from just up ahead. She crept forward silently until it sounded like they were in the next aisle. Inching her way to the end of the row, she peered around the corner. Violet stood in the aisle, pretending to look at a book. From where Lexi stood, she could see the arm of another woman, also pretending to read a book. It was obvious the two were having some sort of secret conversation. Why would Violet be having a clandestine meeting in the library? Lexi wondered if it had something to do with the dessert contest. Violet had paid off the town clerk. Maybe she was secretly meeting with one of the judges to bribe or blackmail them to vote in her favor. From what Lexi knew of Violet, she wouldn't put either past her. Lexi inched forward. If she could just get a look at the other person or hear what they were saying, it might give her some ammunition with which to fight Violet. She craned her neck, stretching to see the other woman. Finally, she caught a glimpse. It was only a partial view of the other woman's face because she was holding the book up to cover her. But it was enough to set Lexi's heart pounding. She pulled her head back, gasping in a breath. The other woman was Nan's. Lexi turned and ran down the aisle toward the stairs. A book fell from the shelf in her wake, clattering to the floor. As she sprinted up the steps, she heard Violet's startled voice echoing below.
"Who's there?"
Lexi didn't answer. She turned at the top of the stairs and, ignoring the librarian's disapproving look, made a beeline for the parking lot. Lexi's stomach churned. Why would Nan's be meeting with Violet? Surely it couldn't have anything to do with the dessert contest. As far as she knew, Nan's was not involved. But the only other thing she could think of that they had in common was Earl Chute. With her head spinning, Lexi pulled out of the library parking lot. She didn't know what to think. Nan's oddly disinterested behavior, her lying about talking to the Sullivans, the red flip-flop, and now this secret meeting gave Lexi a very bad feeling. She didn't know what was going on with Nan's, and she didn't have much time to figure it out. She pointed the car in the direction of the best people she knew who could help her: Ruth, Ida, and Helen.